Genesis Avalon, Patriot, Episode 21, Long Is His Night.
Right, so you go free the bloke who should be president, and then we make sure the BBC and everyone bloody else is ready to air it.
Merlin, I just wanted to let you know that Gabe is back. Am I interrupting?
You are, you made it.
Jaina? How are you? What's going on? Of course I made it, but how are you calling here?
Sam figured a few things out for himself, and now he has a new patron who helped us reach past firewalls and what I think might be a demonic blackout thanks to Tunanu. This is great. We found more after you left. The U.S. ambassador isn't exactly a fan of the current White House leadership, and she has evidence that there's someone else that Tunanu is working with. Possibly two more. I can't figure out who the other voice is on the line. Let me see if we can send it to you.
Whoa. I got it. Okay. Whatever God punched a hole in this firewall is not one to mess with.
No, he's not. But we do need to start moving. We have a small window to get this guy free.
Just take a listen. Let us know if you find anything or can figure out who it is.
But wait, once we hang up, you're not gonna know what we're doing, right?
If part one of the plan goes well, then the firewall won't be a problem. Just reply to the email. Have satellite access in the next 6 hours, so if you find anything before then...
Be safe, Jaina. I wish I was there to help.
I know, Noir. But something tells me you're needed there. We have to go. I love you all. Take care of each other.
You too.
Oh, well, I suppose we should listen to what Jaina sent.
Are they supposed to be talking? All I'm hearing are a bunch of dogs.
No.
There's something more.
You hear that, don't you, Noir?
I do. But who is it? How is it I can hear them speak, but I don't know them?
I know that voice. It's not just you. Bleeding hell. Why can't I remember? All those bloody lives back and forth, and now it's completely useless.
Wait, hold on. Maybe that's exactly why you can't remember. It was one of your past lives. You couldn't remember those as well. They were your future to our past, right? Like Merlin, who besides Arthur way back when.
I'd get glimpses, but the older I get, the less of that life I remember.
But now it would be your past life. Not your future. So a past life regression spell should work. Especially if the two of you might have heard the same voice. Maybe it was at the same time.
That's doubtful. And I'm already 300 years old.
Just humor me. I know what I'm talking about. You guys might know a lot, but I'm the one who knows all the texts. And I'm telling you, it's possible. I have an idea. Alicia, can you move the coffee table? We're gonna want some room.
Don't like the sound of that, but okay.
Okay, just roll with me, okay? Lady of Knowledge, cast their memories into your cauldron. Bring forth the knowledge they seek. Cairnwyn!
I look so old, but... Oh, impossible.
Where are the Knights of the Round? Has Camelot
fallen? Asara.
Jaina's mentor? But she's been gone a long time. How could she...
I have served many Genesis Avalons, but... I will never forget her face. That is Asara.
I see what the lad did. Clever boy, Jack. We're seeing our past lives with those who represented these gods before. Same faces, different lives, shared purpose. Elaine of Corbinnock. Sarah must have been related to her after all.
Druid pretender.
I am no pretender, Gwynnebeath. You know exactly what I am.
Yes, you meddle. And now your king lies dying before my feet. But I shall not take him to the other
world. Silence. The mortal calmness. Let the mortal speak. If I do not like what they say.
Hang on a second.
That's Maeve!
Are you sure, Jack?
I've spent weeks with her. That's definitely Maeve Moran.
Then Maeve Moran is someone far older and more powerful than any of us realized.
I don't know if any of the rest of you heard that, but it sounds like the other Merlin, said that the Ace She tricked Arthur into sleeping with Morgan. Then they betrayed him? Why would they do that?
I don't think that spell rewinds.
Shh! Shut up!
No, that cannot be. To Arthur Dead Diamond gave his majesty their blessing to make peace. All the tribes of Britain were willing to unite under him.
He had 20 years to unify the tribes, and he failed.
Arthur Pendragon was to be our greatest hope for a Britannia.
betrayed the king the moment you sided with any of the Ishii or Tuatha that would test their champion in his wild young days as he did what you asked. Arthur only had one wish, a united Britannia. And he understood that to accomplish this, the religion of the Christ must exist alongside the Tuatha De Danann.
I will never be secondary to another god, just as I will not let Mars take my power for his own. You betray the gods that gave you your gifts, Merlin.
I do not think Menenum Maclear would agree with you, and I notice he's not here.
You are not worthy to speak his name.
Or perhaps you know that a god who has lived as long as there have been oceans knows that to gamble your future away as you have is foolhardy.
Enough! I bind you.
Should be sent to the Isles with it.
I tell you now, Pelinor, the name Arthur Pendragon requires no sword to be remembered. He shall be the once and future king of Britain by deeds alone. But I will not see his corpse pillaged by grave robbers and whites in the hopes of achieving my magic. Such a pity. I thought I had chosen well.
I believe our business is concluded.
No! Please! He must be honored, and you must escort him!
I must do nothing. I will not escort a man who throws us to this Christ and his bloodthirsty minions.
Wait, please. I am but a servant of the Tuatha De Danann and the Ishii, but I would not see our last hope for peace eaten by worms and stripped of his dignity. I beg of you, let my sisters take him across the waters to rest upon the Isle of Apples. Perhaps one day he shall be needed again. Perhaps we could try again.
A foolish hope. I have seen this before, young one. The Romans will come with their banners, they shall take the Saxons, and then their Christ shall spread over the Isle. Their churches will come at the expense of your forests and your rivers. There'll be nothing left. Lum and the Dagda have already decreed that we shall take the Isles of the Gods and retreat to the other world permanently.
You would abandon us? Are we truly without redemption?
That cannot be. I believe that so long as one person still worships in the name of Avalon, we can still succeed. We can still save our people and keep the forces of this world in balance. I will be that sentinel.
Elaborate. What would you be willing to do?
I will remain behind. When you retreat into the Isles, no matter the cost, I will worship you. And all of those of my line shall remain faithful to you. I shall honor the rites. I shall give you more children, as the Great Mother demands, and my daughters shall become your priestesses after I am gone.
Arthur wished for balance and cooperation, and in that spirit, if we were to disband the current priesthood, send the remainder of your followers to each tribe. When the Tuatha De Danann find a man in the line of Britons worthy, he could return to stand alongside the priestess.
The last priest and priestess of Avalon.
The last warriors to defend us.
The priestess from whom her line is the genesis of all further faithful women, and a priest who comes from the exodus of the priesthood.
The children born of such a youth.
Any heathen slain in the name of Avalon shall be a welcome treat for my hounds.
Then you are in agreement. Elaine de Loch, line of Corbenet, you are now Genesis.
Merlin, you and the first priestess of Avalon started all of this. You created Genesis and Exodus Avalon.
Aye, to lead to this moment. Because I knew, I must have known, that one day we would need the power of the Tuatha De Danann to restore Avalon. But not at the cost of the rest of humanity. Never that way. That is the Ishii's way. I knew when I met her. Maeve Moran is Queen Medh, the drunken woman. So beautiful, she was said to rob men of the valor simply by looking upon her.
Of course. I knew I recognized that name somehow. The Ulster Cycle. She fought Cú Chulainn.
So she's not really a queen. She's one of the... Is she?
She might be both. Wouldn't be the first time someone's intent made them more than just a normal person.
Precisely, Jack. I've no idea if Queen Medh was always immortal, or if perhaps she willed herself to be. But she is one of the Ishii. And she was even when Arthur tried to unify Britannia. She put herself at the king's side to push him to war, just as she did by giving Morgan Le Fay magic to enchant him. Guess she wanted to do it herself this time.
And while she's doing that, Aron is speaking to Tunanu.
Well, Gwynapni kidnapped myself, Natalie, and Roxanne. That's not a coincidence.
Oh, they're working together. Just like they did back then.
We don't know that.
Then we find out. I have an idea. No more letting the gods tell us what to do. And that starts with Queen Maeve. Mac, answer me. You can't keep ignoring me. Mac, I know you can hear me. Stop ignoring me. Manon and MacLear, you who lash the waves to your command, you who are the son of the sea, I summon thee. I, who speak with the steadiest current of magic, summon you to this place. Attend me.
You just summoned me. Do you have any idea what I was doing? You bloody well summoned me. I'm a god, lass. Everything I do is impressive. Not you, not the other way around. I'm not some bloody page boy, but you... summoned me!
Well, now you want to be the big, powerful god? I thought you were my friend, Mac. I thought you were gonna help.
That is a gross oversimplification.
And you are making things way too complicated. I'm not asking for you to help me do my homework. I am trying to solve a problem that needs divine intervention. But that can't get solved if my divine patron leaves me on red.
Listen here, lass. I am protecting you. Don't you understand? You're talking to demons or fake creatures. You took on the king of the Sovereign Hunt. A god who has the power to reap you at any time. If I'm not answering every bloody thought you have about me, it's because I'm trying to make sure they don't kill you.
You know, the funny thing is, I didn't go looking for you. I'm not the one who was watching from the sidelines, waiting for the perfect moment to come and save Jack. I didn't even ask for that. And I didn't ask you to protect me. You think you know better than I do how I get through the world? Knock it off. I don't need that from you. I'm not some little kid who needs a daddy or a big brother to come and save her. I don't need that from you at all.
That's not why I'm doing it!
I don't get it, Mac. Why are you doing it then? Why do you even bother showing up? I mean, it's always on your terms. It's always when you want to. You do whatever you want. You tell everybody how impressive you are, and we're all supposed to look amazed. I mean, you bring me presents, and they're fantastic presents. But then you just take off. You don't even bother to say goodbye to me. You're just gone. And I'm just supposed to put up with that. To, I don't know, think it's okay? Well, I don't. I'm worth more than that. I'm worth your time, and I deserve your respect.
I know you are, lass. Look, you have to understand. I dinna spend time with mortals anymore. It's easy to lose track. And I warned you that time is different in the other world.
I don't care. I don't have time to remind you that I exist. My family is in danger, and I don't have time to manage their time and yours. So you figure it out. This goes both ways. You want me around, you make yourself available. I am not gonna wait around. Life is too damn short.
What do you need, Alicia? You called me here? I'm here!
I need to stop a magical trickster, and you're the expert.
Who?
You know how someone's been pulling Tim's strings? We know who it is now. Queen Maeve.
Oh man, I really hope this works.
It'll be fine as long as we're ready to move when we need to. Gabe and Roxy know what they're doing.
I do too. Just, this is Maeve. She's put the whammy on all of us. You don't even know she'll come.
She's gonna come. I heard the phone call and Tim really laid it on thick. I mean, why wouldn't the King of Avalon want to be seen in public? He did get shot. He did heal. That's a big deal. Wait, there she is. She's walking toward Achilles' statue. Come on, let's get out of here.
Achilles, how appropriate. Men are so easily led to believe they're gods among mortals.
Miss Maran.
Mr. Sinclair, I'm surprised to see you. I understood from His Majesty that you had taken ill. How did you recover so quickly?
Oh, don't you worry about me. We'll get to that. I'd much rather talk about you, actually. Did you really think I wouldn't know you were the one trying to kill me? Or is it that you thought I wouldn't remember?
I was here to see His Majesty, not answer your amateur attempts at an interrogation. So, if you don't mind, I'll be going.
Oh, I mind. So you'll stay right here so we can talk.
On your knees, Galahad.
Is that how you did it? Was it really that easy? Just throw some intent behind your voice and let it worm right into my brain? Sorry, lass. That's not gonna work anymore.
Whatever you think you know about me is inconsequential. All men lose their valor before me, even Galahad the pure and gallant. Now, kneel. How? How are you doing this?
Easy. I make more friends than you. About time. I was gonna have to start monologuing at this rate.
What? Take those out! The cotton! Take it out your ears!
Oh, finally. What's it like being underwater? Tell me you didn't make me sound like a knob. You are a knob, if that's it.
How she managed to control you.
Holy crap. Alicia was right. She's shrinking. Quick, get the box. I'll grab her. In you go, you little Mad Madam Mim ripoff.
Unbelievable. Look at her. She's so wee. Like Tinkerbell.
That was so cool. I almost can't believe that worked.
Neither can I. How come these little bits of cotton work so well as earplugs?
What makes you think it's cotton? That's fleece, Gabe. From the Golden Fleece.
As in Jason and the Argonauts? The Greek myth?
Aye, the Greek myth. Poseidon and I have a long, storied history. Mostly that he loves bone dice, but he can't gamble to save himself. And he's kind of a baby when he loses. And he can't hold his liquor, but that's beside the point. I won those bits of the Golden Fleece off him centuries ago.
So you're not the only god of the sea?
Of course not. Just the only one who matters to you. We all share when we need to. Which is why this whole mess with Queen Maeve concerns me. It's one thing to have gods from other pantheons causing trouble. Entirely a different thing when it's some of our own.
And the box?
Cold iron. Best way to repel the Fae. Made from horseshoes from a pony steeds. It'll keep her quite secure.
How did you know she'd get that small?
Well, as I was telling Alicia, she...
Most of the time when people try to bully other people and tear them down, they're doing it because they don't think much of themselves. So if her intent is what made her a goddess in the first place, we could totally turn that around and use it against her. We make her feel as small as she sees herself, and poof, she's little.
Exactly. Well, I'll be taking the Queen back with me. I want to make sure Gwyn Upneath understands exactly what kind of trouble he'll get himself into if he sides with Auron. The rest of you should get back to the King. This will surely push Auron to action, and I may not be able to stop him.
It's okay, Mac. We're ready.
Alicia, I... Be careful. All of you.
He's right. We do need to be ready for anything.
Rox, wait for me.
What's up?
Thanks again for doing this. Brilliant job. I knew you could do it.
You're the one who clocked her over the head with your shield. I just distracted her.
You and I both know you did way more than that. You're the only one of us who could be immune to her magic.
Why? Because I'm a chick?
Because you have the Egyptian gods backing you. You woke me up.
Yeah, thank you. Remind me how badly I don't belong here.
What? That's not what I meant at all. Rox, from the day I met you, I knew you were one of us. Your family. You and I battled banshees and fake creatures before we'd even had a pint together. I don't care what makes you think you don't belong here. It's okay if you don't have the same beliefs, the same path as we do. You're always going to be my sister in arms, no matter what gods you answer to. Come on, I owe you a pint. And you owe me one too.
Oh, what? Absolutely not. I just saved your butt.
You made me sound like a complete knob.
How would you know what you sounded like? You had literal fleece in your ears. And in my defense, I did not make you sound like any more of a knob than you actually sound.
Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as the Morrigan and Jaina Tyler, David Ault as Camulus and Exodus Avalon, Chris Stanther as King Arthur, Sarah Palmero as Alicia Arthur, Jalen Frisbee as Jack Arthur, Chris Hackney as King Pellinor and Noir, Aidan Rudd as Gwyn Upneath, Alicia Lane Matheson as Nimue, Sean Luxford as Roxanne Dawes. Chris Bayes as Merlin. Alice Jeffers as Mae Moran. Adam Blanford as Madanin McClear. Brady Hendricks as Gabriel Sinclair. Dante Majors as Aran. And Catherine Pride as Elaine. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bayes. Music by Josh Molin at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.